BBC News, I'm John Shea. The president of Peru, Dina Boluarte, has described as arbitrary and abusive an overnight police raid on her home and the presidential palace. Police investigating corruption were looking for luxury Rolex watches that the president has been seen wearing at public events. In a televised address, Ms. Boluarte denied any wrongdoing and said she's been the victim of systematic harassment.
El tema del reloj.
On the watch case, I ask myself, since when is a section of the press concerned about what a president uses or not? I hope and I want to believe it's not a question of sexism or discrimination. On this, following my lawyer's recommendation, he's asked me not to say anything until I can go to the prosecutor's office and can clarify the facts.
Opposition politicians have demanded to know how the watches came into her possession and why she hasn't declared them. Ms. Boluarte's lawyer says she only has one Rolex watch, which was bought with the proceeds of hard work. A conflict monitoring group says a car bombing at a busy market in northern Syria has killed 30 people and injured many others. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the blast took place in the town of Azaz in Aleppo province. The area is controlled by pro-Turkish forces. Video footage posted online shows a fire and considerable damage to shops. Turkish forces and their proxies control large areas of Syria near the border with Turkey, including a number of major towns. A London-based Iranian journalist has accused the British government of not doing enough to counter what she called terrorism carried out by the authorities in Tehran. Seema Sabet was speaking after a presenter at a Persian-language TV station in London was injured during a stabbing outside his home. Ms. Sabet said effective action was needed.
If the UK government had taken it seriously, if the UK government had met with me, if the UK government was willing to listen to us, I don't like to declare myself as a victim, but at the same time, the Islamic Republic is just taking a step to attack us and never hesitates to take our life.
The British Foreign Secretary, David Cameron, has previously said that criminal gangs who operated on behalf of the Iranian government posed an unacceptable threat to the UK's security. An Iranian embassy official said Tehran had no connection with the incident. One of the largest telecoms companies in the US, AT&T, says personal data from more than 7.5 million current customers were leaked onto the dark web 2 weeks ago. In a statement, the company said more than 65 million former account holders had also been affected. AT&T says it's still investigating. At least 16 protesters have been arrested in Tel Aviv following clashes with police during mass demonstrations in Israel. Thousands of people had again taken to the streets calling for fresh elections and for the government to do more to secure the release of hostages still being held by Hamas in Gaza. World News from the BBC. The UN Children's Agency has welcomed the news that a second ship carrying desperately needed food aid to Gaza has set off from Cyprus. But a UNICEF spokesman told the BBC the safest and quickest way to prevent starvation in the territory was to boost deliveries by road. James Elder said hundreds of trucks were waiting. The Israeli authorities have repeatedly denied blocking aid supplies. Romania and Bulgaria have become the newest members of Europe's Schengen area of free movement, but only for air and sea crossings. Land border controls will remain in place because of Austria's opposition to the Eastern European nations becoming full members of the zone. Pope Francis has taken part in a two-hour Easter vigil at the Vatican, a day after pulling out of a ceremony at short notice. There'd been renewed concern about the 87-year-old pontiff's health when he cancelled his participation in a Good Friday procession. On Sunday, Pope Francis is due to take part in Mass in St Peter's Square and deliver his Urbi et Orbi blessing. Journalists have been told to stop stealing souvenirs from the US president's official aircraft. Reports say taking souvenirs with an Air Force One logo has been popular for years. Here's Will Vernon.
A source has told the BBC that last month, the president of the White House Correspondents' Association wrote an email to its members warning that removing items from the presidential plane is forbidden. Reports suggest the press corps pilfering was identified after an inventory was taken aboard Air Force One following a visit by Mr. Biden to the West Coast. Several items were found to be missing from the rear cabin of the aircraft, the section reserved for reporters. On the next trip, officials will likely be keeping a closer eye on the presidential wine glasses and hoping the journalists don't go home with anything other than a good story.
And that's the latest BBC World News.